Blog Talk Radio.
Davina Shensky, and you're listening to Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Why SEO Matters for E-Commerce Websites. Okay, you have Google, you have Yahoo, you have Bing, you even have Yandex or a few other places where when people do, which are search engines. So SEO is search engine optimization. So here's the thing. If you go into the search box on a search engine and you put in certain keywords, you want your website to come up or articles within your website. And by using search engine optimization, then what you're doing is increasing the opportunity for your website to be ranked higher depending on the flow of traffic to your website. Now, you can buy clicks where you use go into the search engines and you bid on certain words. Here's the key. You can bid $5 or $10 or whatever to get your website the number one, but unless you have a high ticket item on there that people are consistently buying, then you're losing money because no keyword is worth more than 50 cents. Simply because when you look at the math, that it takes 100 people clicking on a keyword before they actually buy. So any small business that doesn't have a website is at a significant disadvantage. However, even if you do have a website, if you haven't optimized it for search engine optimization, it will not attract potential customers and clients unless you develop SEO e-commerce strategies and implement them effectively. The best way to do this is to hire a team of professionals in the field of e-commerce search engine optimization. However, before you do that, it's important to understand search engine optimization is and how it helps your business grow. Well-developed search engine optimization strategies for e-commerce sites drive organic traffic to your website. This is a huge benefit, and it makes your products and other offers known by your target customers. A great SEO strategy for e-commerce websites will bring you closer to your customers and prospective clients, help you learn about their wants and needs. As a result, you possess vital information which you can use to improve your products and services. This podcast will help you learn about search engine optimization for an e-commerce website and how it can improve your online business. Now, let's talk about organic traffic. Organic traffic is using promotional information like having pages on Facebook and having members that are fans and posting on a continual basis and always using a link to your website. Now, here's the kicker. When you're on Facebook, they will always, if someone clicks on there, ask them, do they really want to leave Facebook? because Facebook wants you to stay on their site, not go on other sites. But if you understand the RSS, which is a way, if you notice that if you go on WordPress, it will have something where it says RSS on it, where what you're doing is putting all your articles out there for people to read and find organically. And when that happens, then they will either leave a comment, or it will get them to go to your actual website where you have products to sell. You can also use LinkedIn. If you're a professional and you're serving professionals, LinkedIn is the best place to be, because that's where you're going to meet more people who are more likely to be looking to do business with you. Thing about Facebook is that it's more of a social network where people come to connect with people, but not to buy and not to sell. Or rather, sellers do come there, but they are not buyers, or they may not have an interest in what you have to offer. So what you're doing is you're looking for people who are like-minded, who will be interested in purchasing from you. So what is search engine optimization, and why should you care? Search engine optimization doesn't just improve the performance of your website. It also increases your rankings in the organic search of search engines like Google. In fact, although there are several search engines available, such as Bing, Yahoo, Google, Yandex, Google is by far the most influential one. This means that you should adapt your best search engine optimization tools for e-commerce according to its requirements. How many times have you heard someone say, I'll go Google it? That's what they mean, that Google is the most influential one, simply because everyone knows what Google is as a search engine. Few people think about Yahoo, and few people even think about Bing. Even though Bing is owned or run or set up by Microsoft, and Microsoft pushes it, and it's also now known as Microsoft Edge, that it's not widely used as Google is. So always think about, first, how do you optimize it on Google, and then from there, that gives you the opportunity to optimize it on other search engines as well. So, search engine optimization activities for an e-commerce website start by filling it with high-quality content. It also should provide an excellent user experience for customers. The more time users spend on your website, the more likely it is for your website to increase its trust, traffic, and credibility. Remember this, if someone is going to buy from you, they want to know, like, and trust you first. Therefore, you have to build up some type of relationship with them. And in order to build up that relationship, you need to think about how you can use your search engine optimization to connect with people. What are the keywords that you want, let's back up and let's stop a minute. What to get someone to know, like, and trust you, you want to build a relationship with them. And the best way to build a relationship with them is to know where they hang out, what is their hot button, and what's their problem that you have a solution to. Then when you pull all that together, it gives you a kind of way to put together and look up certain keywords. And you want keywords that are basically low-hanging fruit. And a low-hanging fruit means that it's more of a phrase. It's not even just a word. Because think about it. If I'm looking up something, I'm not just going to put in a word, but I will put in a phrase of what I'm looking for. And then you will get them bringing up a list of websites or articles or titles that pertain to that. And then you can go back and forth and click whichever one you have an interest in and see if it fits exactly what you're looking for. But it will give you an idea of what your competition is doing. Once you learn what your competition is doing, then you can do it even better. It is best to avail of an e-commerce search engine optimization services from reputable providers. The following are some of the most common search engine optimization tips for e-commerce sites that you need to take into account when optimizing your site. Optimize your on-page elements. Optimize the content to suit your readers. Learn about machine learning signals. Learn how to get quality backlink profiles. Now, let's stop a minute and let's talk about what are backlinks. Backlinks are when you can backlink to either an article that someone else wrote that pertains to what you're doing, or it's a backlink to a website from someone that you already know or whose services complement yours. The idea being that what you're doing is you're in essence a joint venture where you're helping each other, because all of these are things that you need to do that are organic traffic, or a way to get organic traffic without paying for advertising and pay per click. And pay per click is expensive. So if you can do it through organic advertising, then you're far better, and it's a great way to be able to generate and build your recognition for what you're doing and what makes you unique and makes you stand out as opposed to other people out there. Keyword research for e-commerce sites. To build the right e-commerce search engine strategy, you need to understand keyword research. Keyword research is a method of figuring out which keywords your customers use and searching for the products and or services that you have for sale. A good keyword research tool will help you optimize your content, specifically keyword or Google keyword research is a crucial for the success of an e-commerce business. It will help you to write attractive product descriptions and optimize each product page for search engine optimization. There are two types of e-commerce search engine optimization keywords: informal keywords, and these are the keywords that will often begin with a modifier such as how to or what is. These are phrases that people most often search for when they are looking for more information. Also use these modifiers when they want to make an online purchase. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about low-hanging fruit. It's the phrases. So information keywords can be things like, how can I build a desk? What tools do I need to use? What is the date of the next winter solstice? So you see there, that's a little bit of an example of some things that people will look at that's informational keywords, transactional keywords. These keywords are direct searches for something that the customer is looking for. For example, red summer t-shirt. When the land on a page, or rather, when they land on a page for this keyword, they expect to find information about the product. A buy now button should be available on the page so they can immediately make a purchase. Although some e-commerce business owners try to do all of this on their own, it is a complex process. Everything has to be properly optimized. That's why you need a team of search engine optimization professionals who will prepare the right strategy for your e-commerce website. So now when we're talking about the transactional, well, that means that, say, I'm looking for shoes and I want New Balance and I need a certain style. When I keep that in, what happens? It will come up with New Balance. It'll come up with each of their local stores. And if you look, what they've done is they set it up where they've got a picture of what it is that you're looking for so you can pick and choose. Then what do? If they have a buy now button, then you're going to click buy now when you're ready to buy. That's what we mean by transactional keywords. So remember this, search engine optimization and keywords when you're running an e-commerce store, so important. You might ask, what a one-page SEO strategy for e-commerce sites. What on-page SEO or on-site SEO helps in the optimization of your web content from both users and the search engine? This includes your meta title, description tags, internal links, and page URLs. For one thing, let's look at it this way. When you are creating search engine optimization and you're putting in links, this is what we're talking about. It's those links. In this section, we will give you a breakdown of how to improve and optimize the on-page search engine optimization of your e-commerce site. Keyword research and optimization. This involves on-page SEO techniques that help you rank higher for targeted keywords your customers are searching for. These keywords are placed in different locations, some of which are found in the titles, meta description, headings, paragraphs, image alternative description. Now, when I wrote some articles on eZine articles, I would put in certain keywords and I would repeat them so many times, whether it be in the title, whether it be in the meta description, whether it be in the headings or in the paragraphs. The purpose being, the more time you use certain keywords, then it will pop up whenever anyone does, search engines are looking within the search engine for certain information. Excellent product pages. Each product page must be optimized for the product that it serves for. It needs to have a clean and simple display, from showing images of the product to its product description. This way, customers can easily and quickly decide on their purchase decisions. Logical category pages. Categories help you to improve on-page search engine optimization by making the entire structure of the website connected. Each e-commerce website will have many categories to work with, and they need to all be connected so that visitors can easily browse through them. A regular blog. Blog posts are another way to improve on-page search engine optimization. A well-structured blog post provides your website visitors with valuable information about your offers. It is also a great way to lead your website visitors towards your top-selling products. Visible reviews. Reviews left by other customers help to increase the credibility of your business. If other people have found your products and services valuable, it will encourage new customers to purchase from you. How many times have you gone on a website to purchase something and looked at to see what the review said of their products? That's why this is so important. Local search engine optimization for e-commerce retailers. SEO, and this is the practice of optimizing your business for a specific geographic location. The goal is to attract customers from this location to quickly find the products without having to travel too far. It also allows you to bring customers to your offline location if you have one. In simpler terms, it's one of the best ways to attract customers to your business or your sales locations. When you start working on local SEO for e-commerce, Google will notice there are many different signals that will trigger Google's algorithm to place your business in a specific location. Rank it according to how well optimized your website is. The easiest way to get started is to have an official address in the location that you want to rank for. This helps to verify your business and assures Google that everything is legit. You should also create specific landing pages for your local SEO effects because they will be easier to rank for specific keywords. For example, you want to rank for summer t-shirts, New York City. The best way to get started is to create a specific page for the keyword. However, like practical or general SEO, local SEO effects are also complex and need to be monitored at all times, no matter what niche that you are working in. There will be a lot of competition to be. Luckily, Web Medium has specific services for local SEO and entire team to help make sure that your business is the one for your location. Content marketing and link building for online retailers. A content marketing strategy includes a detailed analysis of the type of content that your website visitors want to see. But it isn't just about the content. It's also about the keywords that the content is connected to and the answers that it needs to provide. A content marketing plan also takes into account the following social media platforms that your business should be present on. That is where your target audience hangs out. The target audience that you want to search, hashtags, posting schedules, and much more. Have you ever noticed that even on LinkedIn and Facebook, they encourage you to use hashtags with certain words because those will keep people in whenever they put those keywords into the search engine. Essentially, it is an entire plan that is created on a monthly cycle on how to proceed when you start posting content online. If you'd like to find out more about this, check out our content marketing blog and learn more. Search engine optimization link building is another important aspect of content marketing because it links your content across the web. One way to do this is to connect content with anchor text that provides more information on a reputable website. Some other link building strategies rely on other websites to link to your own website. Building links is complex, and yet it is one of the most important aspects of search engine optimization. So what are some key takeaways here? Search engine optimization is crucial for e-commerce businesses, and it needs to be taken seriously. Business is going to succeed. More and more people are shopping online, especially now. But the thing is that this is a trend that was always going on because we're just about to go into the Christmas season and Thanksgiving. And guess what? Remember, now we have, it used to be Black Friday. Now we have Cyber Monday. And Cyber Monday, the numbers are increasing every year and will continue to increase. However, it is also a lot of work, and if you don't know what you're doing, you will be wasting hours and hours of your time. So don't make this mistake. Here is where e-commerce search engine optimization strategies come in. Developing and implementing these strategies can help you optimize your online store. When done effectively, it will result in increased visibility and higher search engine rankings. So use your time wisely to work on your business and expand the quality and diversity of your products. And while you do this, learn that web meridian to do all the complex work for you. Our satisfied e-commerce customers have seen their business grow to incredible heights. Only takes one free meeting with us to set up the account and learn about your goals and ambitions. The fact is that today you can't wear all hats, and it's best, especially if you're a young business, that you need to look at things where you are doing something that you can concentrate on what you do best and farm out all the other information. You want to learn more, then you can go to my website, and that website is the number one career, personal, the number one personalcareercoach.com, and we have, I'll give you the opportunity to take some e-learning courses to help you grow your business.